Point of View
on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.
Thank you so much for staying with us. So, opposition party pulls a plug on the DA's 26 billion rand proposal for a private power plant in Tshwane. It really has got them in a bit of hot water, and especially with the coalition partner Action SA in the region, in the province. Bongani Baloyi is on the line with us to just help us understand what happened there. Good evening, and thank you so much for your time, Bongani.
Good evening, Pimela. Thank you for having me on the show.
Take us to yourselves and the EFF say what the mayor of Tshwane was trying to do is unlawful. Take us through how this particular proposed deal was structured.
Okay. Firstly, let's take a few steps back.
Mm-hmm.
We are part of a multi-party coalition government in the city of Tshwane, as Action SA. And when this matter was brought to our attention, we raised reservations about it, and we declared a dispute. Now, in terms of our coalition agreement that all parties in the multi-party coalition signed, once there's a dispute on a matter like this, it doesn't proceed any further until all parties have found each other and have an agreement to move one way or the other insofar as concluding the matter.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with this matter, the matter is still under dispute. However, the mayor of the city of Tshwane decided in his own wisdom to proceed with the matter and called a special council meeting through the Speaker of Council and came as an agency in dealing with this matter. Now, the substantive issues we are raising within the coalition are the following. One, how does this matter meet the criteria set in law to be declared or to fall under a unsolicited bid.
Mm.
Now, this means that it's the only service provider and it's a unique approach and he's the sole person in the country who has such a technology, which is a complete lie.
Mm-hmm.
So within the energy space, there's many competitors and many exciting technologies that are coming to the fore.
Mm.
And now, why do you select this specific service provider?
Mm.
And then we have informed later that there's recording where the mayor is specifically instructing staff members or senior officials in the city that they will approach this within an unsolicited bid. He has made that decision.
Mm.
They must follow through with that decision that he has made, and they must ensure that it's only this specific service provider that he has selected.
Mm-hmm.
No problem, because no councillor is allowed by law in the MFMA to include himself in the procurement process of the city to determine the service provider and also to instruct officials that they must appoint this service provider and leave out the other service providers.
Mm.
That is the crux of the issue. We are in support of a process to ensure that we procure additional power to safeguard the economy and the livelihoods of people in Tshwane, and to pursue various methods, but within the ambit of the law, not when politicians are the ones who direct who must be appointed and how they must be appointed. That is the issue we have with the mayor of Tshwane.
Of course, you know that the mayor yesterday accused the leader of Action SA for being arrogant and so on. How do you respond to that?
It's pathetic, really, to reduce potential corruption of up to 26 billion rand to an arrogance of the leader when we've raised fundamental issues.
Mm.
When we have declared a dispute, and within the dispute mechanism, they have not resolved the issue, they ignore us and violate the contract that we have with them, and they go ahead and push to go to council. When we raise serious issues of corruption, they say it's arrogant. So South Africans must make a choice and see clearly what these people are trying to do. And we're going to continue fighting within the coalition.
Mm.
The problem we have is a Randall problem. In fact, he's the one who's arrogant and trying to force corruption down our throats. And the fact that we are fighting is saying that we are the one arrogant. We'd rather be arrogant than be the ones who are corrupt.
Let me just ask, is the issue, the sticking point, only that it's an unsolicited bid and the fact that he essentially gave instructions to the administrative staff to carry this through, or are there other matters? I know I'm going to be speaking to the EFF now about, number one, the strategy, the power, the type of power that the city will procure. Are you on the same page about that, or is that also in dispute?
No, here's what is not in dispute, my sister. The city must embark on a competitive process to procure additional power. There's no dispute there. The dispute arises about how and who selects the service provider. Now, in this case, the mayor has inserted himself in an area where public representatives must never be. You don't select the service provider. You don't determine the process. It's the role of the administration, a politician does play an oversight role. Mm-hmm. That's where we've got a dispute. So the mayor forcefully went in this process and is shoving it down our throats, even while within the coalition mechanism we've raised a dispute and want to resolve this thing, and he is forging ahead. Now, why would he be so desperate to forge ahead with something where there's a dispute, where there's fundamental issues about legality of the process that's being raised by partners in the coalition?
Yes.
So that is the dispute part.
So I do understand that. Just maybe, you know, I'm trying to see that you can maybe inform the listeners, especially those who are following you as a party, by way of your policy direction, whether the decision on the type of power that the city is hoping to procure, is that in itself okay? Are you okay with that direction that Tshwane was going? I know that you want additional power, but whether it is solar power or whether it is a coal, are you on the same page about the type of power just by way of your policy direction?
Our view, as Action is saying so far, is that is that number one, mm-hmm. we support the diversification of the power source mm-hmm. and the moving away from the monopoly of Eskom. Okay. We support considering variety of power sources, whether it's wind, whether it's hydrogen, and various others as well, as long as it delivers a competitive alternative and a reliable alternative. So we are in support of that process.
The mayor has says now that they're withdrawing this. Where does that leave Action SA?
It changes nothing for Action SA. We are still a member of the coalition. Mm-hmm. The coalition is still stable. Mm-hmm. The problem is Randall Williams. Mm-hmm. In fact, you should have done what we advise him to do. Firstly, to resolve the strategic direction mm-hmm. of the city insofar as power source, invite players who are in that space to share the strategy with them, and then invite them on an open competitive bid. That's what he should have done. But he didn't do so. He went and selected people from the space in Jay to come and be the ones who are preferred for such a project. That is the problem, and we hope that he listens. But at the same time now, mm-hmm. this exposure details a potential breach of the executive ethics and a role of councils in procurement, which must be ventilated and which we must deal with tomorrow as we are going to give clarity about what we're going to do going forward after all these revelations. So that's where we stand at this stage. We'll make further announcements tomorrow. Mm-hmm. But I think we've been very clear. We support the diversification of power, mm-hmm. but we don't support that to happen at any cost, including legal means.
All right. Thank you very much for that. Bongani Baloyi, Action SA Gauteng Chairperson. Obakeng Ramabodu is an EFF Tshwane Chairperson on the line with us. They had threatened to actually lay criminal charges on this matter. Thank you so much, Obakeng, for making time for us. Good evening.
Evening to the listeners and yourself.
So Action SA says, no, they're still going to ventilate what else to do with this matter. What is the EFF going to do? You had threatened legal action, laying criminal charges. Will you still continue on that vein, or have you decided to withdraw that?
No, thank you very much. Firstly, we would like to make it clear that the EFF is the one that released the recording of Mayor in the meeting that happened last year mm-hmm. in August, where he was bullying officials on how he wants the deal of an unsolicited bid mm-hmm. of his friend Raymond Campbell. Mm-hmm. The company name is Carto. So he kept on bullying officials on how he wants the process of the tender or the project to be. Mm-hmm. And for us, we think he has overreached. He's not his space. If you check the Municipal Financial Management Act, mm-hmm. it is clear when you go to Section 56. It speaks about the executive rights and powers over the municipality. But you go also in Section 52, it speaks about the responsibilities of the mayor. Mm-hmm. In all those sections, none of a section that speaks about the mayor who must take decisions about the issues of procurement. We have a procurement policy in the city, and the mayor should follow that procurement policy and allow the relevant department to deal with whatever that he wanted to bring in council. We have opened a criminal case, and there are allegations of bribery. There are allegations that the same company, the consortium mm-hmm. of Mr. Dr. Raymond is a close friend of the mayor. and we suspect that there's a corruption that is happening, because for fourth time the mayor bringing the report in council, and we kept on rejecting the report. The mayor went and harassed an official to make sure that this report comes back to council. We've rejected the report yesterday. We are going to reject it again, even if it can come to the next council. Mm-hmm. That is an IPP. We don't agree with that. Mm-hmm. We are saying the city must build a strong capacity themselves, such as city power, and add the additional 800 megawatts that they are saying that company is bringing. Why don't they bring the same investment but invest in an internal energy capacity and create jobs of people who are going to be permanent? Currently in that Royval and Pretoria West that they want to lease for this company. Mm-hmm. There are employees there who are working currently there. Mm-hmm. We've asked the mayor, what is going to happen with these employees? He said to us, they will work for that consortium that is coming. Mm-hmm. And that consortium, even if you can Google it, it takes you to Australia. It's an Australian company. Mm-hmm. On the video clip, that the audio that we have released, the mayor says he has pressure because he has promised his principal that this thing must be delivered. Mm-hmm. On the same clip, the mayor says, this thing is going to be the way I want it to be, and anyone who disagrees with me will fight. So this mayor is a bully. There are many allegations of him bullying officials. This mayor has overreached executive powers, and there's a political interference, bullying, intimidations of officials, indirect and unlawful instructions that he always issue in that municipality. This scandal is not far from the PEU energy, electricity or metering that happened during the administration of the ANC. There's no difference. The mayor says it's 26 billion, but on the report it says it's between 26 billion and 48 billion. So we're in trouble here. We have people who have taken a decision to enter in such deals and act honorable. When they are with us, they wear suits, but they are criminals, they are crooks. So we are calling for his removal. Mm-hmm. We hope Action SA will agree with us. We don't know what they are going to say tomorrow. We have taken a decision with our caucuses, the EFF in Tshwane, but the mayor must go, and the next council must have a motion of no confidence so that we release him. Maybe he will get a better post where he will be an administrator, because it looks like he loves this administration position. He will be interfering a lot.
And just to be clear, the EFF has already, as promised, laid criminal charges against the mayor.
We have open police station. Mm-hmm. We have a case number. Mm-hmm. We have gave the police the evidence that we have. Mm-hmm. We are still waiting for more recordings. Mm-hmm. Mr. X, who is our whistleblower, promised to give us other recordings of other deals. There's a tender of grass cutting where the mayor is heard on the video instructing who must get that tender. We are waiting for that information. We have the information with us, but we are waiting for additional information. I can tell you the EFF is clear, and we are confident that this mayor, I don't know if there's anyone who advised the mayor politically, must advise this mayor to resign, because this mayor has is incompetent. There's nothing that he's doing here in Tshwane. The only thing that he costs us is salary of blue lights and his personal salary. But other than that, what is his contribution, this guy, in the city? Because since he became a mayor, there's nothing, there's no progress, forever complaining, forever promising lies. Now he's found wanting. He's found in a process of getting a tender of retirement. Because we are told that when he speaks with his friends drinking whiskey, he says this project is going to be his retirement.
King Ramaphosa, EFF 20 chairperson, I beg your pardon for laughing, but I mean, some of these things, you really have to laugh. So I have to just state up front that we did invite the mayor on to this conversation, and they've said they are not ready to talk to us today. They will come back to us tomorrow, and they will give us the right of reply. So we have extended invitation to Mayor Randall Williams, and we did that yesterday, in fact, and we were told today that they preferred to come and respond to these allegations only tomorrow.
Point of View,
Monday to Thursday, 8 to 10 p.m.